Now, let's back up to verse 29. Let's see the other side of this. But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him. Do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness. Just as a father cares for his child, now he has brought you to this place. All right, verse 36. Verse 35 said that all of them, none of them would see the promised land. Verse 36, except for Caleb, son of, I'm going to try it. Son of Jephunneh. That's a shot. He will see the land because he has followed the Lord completely. I will give to him and his descendants. Back up, I missed one. I'll give him and his descendants. Okay, go ahead. Some of the very land he explored during his scouting mission. Hallelujah. We getting there, y'all. Y'all, come on, just stay here. We getting there. Luke 18, y'all stay, I know I'm reading a lot. Y'all just come on, just stay here. Remember these stories. Remember these history accounts, these recordings. Luke 18, 35 says, as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar, Mark told us in his account that his name was Bartimaeus, but a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. And when he heard the noise of the crowd going past, he asked, what's happening? What's going on out here? And they told him that Jesus the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, Jesus, son of David, have hesed on me. Have mercy on me. Be quiet, people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, son of David, have mercy on me, have hesed on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, what you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, I want to see. And Jesus responded to his request with, all right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. All right, let's do one more. Matthew 15. Remember what we're reading now. Remember this, remember what happened. Remember how all of it played out. Matthew 15. Verse 21 says, then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and of Sidon. I know I'm reading a lot, but y'all just hang in there. Come on. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, have mercy on me, have hesed on me. If I ain't mistaken, I believe the word translated mercy here in this passage was also hesed. Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Didn't say a thing to her, didn't pay her no attention. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. Tell her to go away, they said. She is bothering us with all her begging, even though she wasn't talking to them. But they were bothered and want him to get rid of her. Then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. But she came and worshiped him. After he told her, I didn't come for your people. I came for my own people. She went, how did she respond to that? She came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. Jesus responded, it isn't right to feed food from the children and throw it to the dogs. And we've heard this a bunch of times. Y'all know how she should have took that, but what did she do? That's true, yeah. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table. Verse 28, dear woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is great. Your request is granted. And her daughter was instantly healed. Now that's just, we needed to see some examples of what today's topic is. And once we do the actual text, we'll be finished. Maybe. If y'all grab it, we probably won't be finished because, I mean, if y'all will open your hearts and let the Lord turn on the light, open the revelation to you, you'll be ready to touch the ceiling with me. Today's message is about, if it has to have a title, Yeah, but. And if it had to have a subtitle, who are you saying it to? Now, three or four accounts I read about, there was a person or persons that heard from God or wished to have had something from God, requesting something from Jesus, God. And Jesus answered them with a reply, a command, an instruction. And their reply to his instruction was, yeah, God, but. Jesus went home to his hometown. He came in to heal everybody. But all the people that were familiar with him was like, yeah, but that's the carpenter's son. The rich man was told to sell everything. He said, yeah, but I got a lot of stuff, and that's going to be hard to do. There were a couple of accounts where a couple of guys were saying, Jesus told, hey, y'all come follow me. And they was like, yeah, but I need to go home and take care of some stuff. And I don't know if I read that part or not, but if you read on down, Jesus said that those who can't, and I'm paraphrasing, can't put their trust in me, they aren't fit to be in my kingdom. And then the Israelites had a wonderful land to go to. They snuck in there, sent spies to prove it. They knew it was great. Awesome place. They know they've been delivered time after time. Over impossible circumstances, they were delivered. And then they were promised to receive a place of excellence. Just great land. I mean, grapes the size of basketballs and all those things that were important to them at the time. But they said, yeah, God, but there's giants out there.